Morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is wonderful to be here, but we've gathered this morning to be in worship. We've gathered this morning to celebrate All Saints Day. And let us begin our worship with a brief order for confession and forgiveness. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we are made, who claims us all and calls us beloved. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we are not awake for you. We are not faithful in using our gifts. We forget the least of our siblings. We do not see your beautiful image in one another. We are infected by sin that divides your beloved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children. And Jesus, our beloved, opens the door to us. Through Jesus, you are forgiven. By Jesus, you are welcome. In Jesus, you are called to rejoice. Let us live in the promises prepared for us from the foundation, the world. Our gathering song is "The Lord is My Light," and we sing together.
The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
So with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from Revelation chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory, and wisdom and thanksgiving, and honor and power and might be to our God, forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, Sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is All Saints' Day. It's the day when we remember and we celebrate the saints. For me, every single year I've ever done and celebrated this day, the question always comes back. Who are the saints and what is it that we're celebrating today? I mean, we have this amazing altar cloth that you guys have been adding to for years with names of people that you are remembering and lifting up. And that is an amazing and touching thing. And it's a way for us to celebrate. But when we celebrate the saints, are we only talking about those people that we find in the New Testament? You know, the ones connected to Jesus, you know, like St. John or St. Paul, St. Peter or St. Mary Magdalene? Or are we talking about people who have been declared saints by the church, like St. Perpetua or St. Nicholas, coming up soon, I understand, right? Or are we talking about parents and grandparents, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, friends who have died? Maybe we're talking about all of us. So which is it? And of course, my good Lutheran answer to all of these is, of course, yes, we're celebrating all of them. We are talking about each of these groups and all of these groups in that today what we celebrate is the communion of saints, the great multitude, the body of Christ and children of God. Today, that is what we celebrate. Today we do celebrate all of those figures in the New Testament who have a connection with Jesus. You know, St. Andrew and St. James and, you know, St. Matthew and Mark, right? There are days when I'm kind of envious of those people and how close they were to Jesus. And then I remember the fact that I really like light bulbs and flush toilets and my envy goes away, right? But we celebrate those people and their witness, their drive for ministry, and their courage, as well as their humanity. And today we also celebrate some of those who have been sainted by the church. The ones who were sainted before the Reformation, even Martin Luther was not going to argue about them. But as Lutherans, we don't have a procedure. We don't have a process where we will name people saints. So this is why we don't have a Saint Martin or a Saint Johannes or a Saint Dietrich or a Saint Dag. We do celebrate them today, because today we celebrate the communion of saints. All of those who are made saints by the only one who can do that. It's not us or any church. It's not proximity to Jesus alone that does it. Otherwise, we might have Saint Pontius. That would be weird, all right? Only God can make a saint. Only God can bless his children. Only God gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. And for that truth, we gather today and we celebrate the saints. Today we celebrate that communion of saints represented in the book of Revelation today in the great multitude from John's vision. That great multitude from every race and nation, tribe and tongue and all the rest of that. They stand as witness, but not as witness for themselves, not as witness for their lives, but rather they stand as witness to God. And to the truth that salvation belongs to God. Salvation is given to us as a gift from God in Jesus Christ. The great multitude sings out blessing and honor and glory all to God. The great multitude celebrates in joy in the presence of God and each other. The great multitude belongs to the communion of saints. Now, we are told in Revelation that this great multitude are those who have come through the great ordeal. What kind of an ordeal is that? Was that? Is it a battle? Is it a battle against people? Is it a battle against demons, whether they're internal or external demons? Is it a battle with disease or a battle with addictions, a battle with weakness? Again, my answer is yes. Because for me in Revelation, as far as I can read it, life is the great ordeal. Life itself is struggle enough. It is battle enough for anyone. For Martin Luther, the word that he used to describe this struggle was Anfechtungen, right? Struggle. Now, Luther had many struggles in his own life, and he strove constantly to live through them. And as he wrote about our lives as Christians in relationship with Scripture, he said that we need to read Scripture, we need to meditate on Scripture, we need to pray with Scripture, and then we need to live. But the word that he used for live was Anfechtungen, struggle. We need to struggle with how it is to turn the wonderful things we learn from Scripture into real life actions for ourselves and our neighbor. We struggle with the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. We struggle with our weakness, our sinfulness, and the power that we give to others around us to determine whether or not we're happy. Life can be a struggle. And I believe that life is the great ordeal we hear about in Revelation. So if we are all struggling, how we live isn't what makes us saints. Our lives and our actions don't even earn us a place in the great multitude. God does that by blessing us. We have been named and claimed by God at a font. We are blessed to begin with. And our struggle to live that blessing, our struggle to care for others, to share God's love, that is our sainthood, even when we fail. See, that's what Jesus is telling us in the Beatitudes today. Blessed are all who struggle, because all who struggle in life begin as those who are loved by, cared for by, and blessed by God in Jesus Christ. All of us. This blessing is from God. And the love from God is not a reward for our behavior, but rather it is a fuel for our lives. We are blessed in order to become a blessing for other people. So Jesus is telling us that we are blessed no matter our struggle. If we are poor in spirit, where we realize that who we are and what we have is really not in the kingdom of God. We are blessed when we mourn. Even in our grief and our loss, God is with us and we are blessed. As we strive in meekness, as we struggle to let go of violence and vengeance, we are blessed. And when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, when we are searching for depth and growth in our faith, we are blessed. We are blessed as we strive to be merciful. We are blessed as we strive to be pure in heart. We are blessed as we struggle to become peacemaker, whether it's on the playground or at work, in the office, at home, wherever. And Jesus lets us know that we are blessed even when we are persecuted. Even when we allow the world to nail us to our cross, we are blessed. We are saints. In all those struggles, Jesus wants us to know that we are blessed not because we struggle, but because we are already blessed to begin with. And that the blessing remains, the presence of God and God's love remains, even when we struggle, even while we're doing the struggling. Jesus wants us to know that people in all of those situations listed in the Beatitudes are blessed, because too often we don't think that that's the case. Jesus isn't saying that they will be blessed eventually, or that they might be blessed if they can show a little progress, or they could be blessed if they'll just stick to it for a while, or even that they should be blessed if they just weren't so darn difficult. Jesus wants us to know that God's love flows to all. God's blessing comes to us, so that we can become a blessing for others. Now, none of those things listed in the Beatitudes is a requirement for blessing. But Jesus is letting us know that blessing comes to all the time, as we struggle, no matter what. If we are struggling with disease or discomfort, if we're struggling with lack of funds or lack of work, if we're struggling with our relationships or our jobs, no matter our struggle, God's love is with you because God loves you. Now, the world is going to try to convince you that you are nothing, that you are unloved, unworthy, and that no one really cares to be bothered with the likes of you. Jesus lets us know that that's not true. Jesus lets us know that we are children of God. We are part of the communion of saints. Now, to be a saint is not a title I want you sort of picking up and carrying around. You know, it's like, hi, Saint Stephen here. You know, it's not what we're trying to do. We'll leave that to the folks from the New Testament. It's also not a medal that we keep on a shelf someplace to show people. To be a saint, to be a part of this great multitude, means that we get to live our lives blessing other people with the love of God. We get to show the world that Jesus lives, that God forgives, and that our lives, all our lives, are changed by the love of God in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther was a man who knew struggle. The Pope was after him. The emperor had declared him an outlaw. He was sought by those who would do him harm. And the story goes that once, while all of that stuff was weighing down on him heavily, and he was moping around his house for weeks, and his wife, Catherine von Bora, finally came in and said, Jesus is dead. And Luther piped up and said, he is not, he lives. And she said, well, you're behaving like he's dead. That reminder of God's love in Christ gave Luther the strength that he needed to go on. There's also another story that on his desk or in his study, he had a plaque made with the Latin word vivit, V-I-V-I-T, which is Latin for he lives. And he put it in a place where he could see it. Now, the story goes that one day his friend Johannes Bugenhagen, the one on that side of that picture, all right? If you didn't know, Johannes Bugenhagen was a part of the Reformation and a very close friend to Martin Luther. And one day, Luther was just despondent in fits of what we would call today clinical depression, right? He was sitting there at his desk. His head was on the desk. He was just beside himself. Bugenhagen had been trying to help him all of the time to no avail. But then Bugenhagen saw that Luther was tracing the letters on that plaque. V-I-V-I-T. Over and over again. Reminding him that he lived. That God loves him. That he is not alone. And Bugenhagen knew that Luther would be all right. You see, we are called to live, to struggle, and to go through the great ordeal that is our life. But we are not alone. We are never alone. We are blessed by God. We are part of God's communion of saints, that communion of saints that crosses time and space. And we are part of that with love and strength and peace and hope. We find strength in one another. We are inspired by saints who have gone before us. We give strength to each other. We share our blessings. We share God's love and His grace and His forgiveness. And hopefully we declare to anyone who will hear that Jesus lives and that the love of God frees us indeed. Today we celebrate the saints of God. We remember those who have gone before us and all they did to show us God's love and blessing. But we also celebrate God's saints right here with us now. The baptized daughters and sons of God, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those waiting for us to show them the blessing. And finally, we also celebrate the saints yet to come who give us hope for tomorrow. Today, we give thanks to God for making us saints. Amen. I always need to make sure that I'm not going to trip down those stairs. We've come to this part in the service where we will join together in our prayer for all saints. Will the congregation please rise? O eternal Lord God, we, your children, lift grateful hearts to you for your communion of saints, our brothers and sisters in the household of faith. We give thanks for Abraham, the father of the faithful, for the patriarchs who succeeded him in faith, for Moses, who under you led your people to freedom and gave them your law, for the prophets to whom your word came, for David, the first singer of your praises, for those who gave their lives to preserve your law. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, your word in person, mediator of the new covenant, savior of humanity, king of saints. We give you thanks for the disciples who left all to follow Jesus, for the apostles who in obedience to him carried the gospel to many lands, for your faithful servant Paul, who so richly experienced the grace of the risen Lord and interpreted it to the nations, for the evangelists who recorded the apostles' memories of their Lord and for their own faith in him, for the messengers known and unknown who brought the good news to our country, for all who have gone to the ends of the earth to share your love in Christ Jesus, praise be to you, O God, to the Christ. For your baptized daughters and sons of every time, who have filled your creation with love and care, we give thanks especially for those who have been baptized here this year and made saints and your children. We give thanks for Augustus Cole Bauer, for Joanna Marie Martin. Praise be to you, our Father in heaven, for the noble army of martyrs who faced death for love of you and in your power, for the saints in every age who reflected you in their lives and ever since, who stood fast in the faith and worked the works of love, and for the succession of quiet, gracious souls whose presence has sweetened and sanctified the world and this place. Especially, we pray for those lost in this past year. We pray for Thomas M. Jackson. Ruthabel M. Cook. Dwight D. Birch. Mary E. Ball. For these, your gathered people, whom you have blessed and forgiven, whom you call and enlighten, and in whom you have made saints, For the mighty company of every race and nation who worship in your presence, praise be to you, O King of Saints, O God of love and favor. Empower us to remain faithful in all we do and inspire us to proclaim the salvation of Jesus Christ. Continue to be with this congregation and the many people who make its ministry happen. Help us to find new and appropriate ways to live your vision as our mission. God of generosity and goodness, we pray for all who give of their abundance of resources in this congregation, that they might be blessed in their giving and that our congregation's mission might be extended. O God of wisdom, we pray that you would bless our country as we vote this week. May your goodness increase. May your dream be more real. And may we see in our privilege to vote an opportunity to build your kingdom. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to heal you, before you to lead you, behind you to guide you, and above all to bless you. May the blessing of God most wonderful, whom the saints have trusted as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and evermore. Amen. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as we go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.